Happy Selection Sunday. What's up, guys? Welcome to a new podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Tonight's brought to you by our good friends over at AgriGold Seed. Now, we're going to be doing the – I don't know if you guys saw it last week. Jack Whitfer, the senator, and I, we did our spring football preview where there's streaming video. It's pretty cool. The technology is really cool. We're working to make it better. And that's a new product you guys will be able to consume coming up every week at CycloneFanatic.com. So AgriGold, thanks to them. Also, our friends at Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life, the basketball sponsor. All the basketball content you see at CycloneFanatic.com brought to you by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Quick podcast for you tonight. Tomorrow night's Carl Chevrolet Cyclone Fanatic radio show will be on 1460 KXNO from 6 to 7. Jared Stansberry will join Brent Bloom and I. But Bloom gets together with me right now for a really quick reaction to Iowa State's draw in the 2016 NCAA tournament. Bloom has already put a 1,000-word scouting report on the Iona Gaels.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo. You can say it.
How much did you know about Iona before you wrote that, before you did the research?
Actually, quite a bit. So, fun fact, remember Tavon Sledge?
Tavon Sledge, yeah. That's we watched him in Dayton.
That's where he went. Yeah, so they played before Iowa State, when Iowa State was playing Notre Dame in Dayton in 2013. And Iona's always kind of been one of those fun brands for those basketball weirdos who just watch random basketball games. I mean, they get up and down the floor. They don't guard a whole lot, but they can score. And this year is no exception for them. That's the story of their team. They can score. They score a lot of points. They shoot a lot, shoot the three ball. So they really are one of the entertaining teams in college basketball. I think them and Iowa State both. So if you put those two together, it should be a fantastic watch at the very least.
Predictable storyline already that I'm seeing out there is the altitude and Iowa State's depth. You're playing against a team that likes to run. But let's factor in some specifics here too. Only two top 100 wins for Iona, and they came against the same team,
which was Monmouth,
who was left out of the tournament tonight.
Their non-conference was very poor. They got beat by 25 by Valpo, and then they got beat by 20 at Oregon State. They also lost to Tulsa by 10. So I've watched them a little bit. They got one big guy that can cause problems. He's 6'8", 255. Actually went to Indian Hills. Would have played after Jameel McKay, but a guy that 6'8", 255. Other than that, there are a lot of swing guards, forwards, and versatile types, so they've had problems with big guys in the past, and I have to go back and watch those games, but Valpo's got a really good big guy in Alec Peters. Oregon State's got a couple good big guys, so I think they've had problems with teams that can rebound the ball and post up, and you know, obviously it's not necessarily like that, but George Niang is going to be a huge, huge, huge problem for them. I mean, everybody is, but especially for them, because they don't really have a guy that can stop him, especially in the post. So I think we'll see a lot of George Niang, obviously.
Yeah, I looked at their KenPom numbers. That was the first thing I pulled up, yep. And their defensive efficiency is 120th.
Yep. It's
right around Iowa State.
Iowa State's like 110.
Is that where they're at right now?
I have to look it up. Yeah.
And Vegas did just come out with the line. Iowa State opened, I believe, it's 6.5. It's already up to 8.5 in favor of the good guys. And it's a 1 o'clock tip. That will be on TBS. Do we like the early start time?
I don't know.
Are we overanalyzing it? I don't like it just because of last year, and I have a bad taste in my mouth.
They're not looking past this one, though, after UAB. If they
That's true.
This is not. I think they got up 12-2 against UAB and just kind of like, okay, whatever, and this game's over, where they're going to be focused from the start, and they know what can happen. And let's go back to the altitude thing real quick. Iona plays 8. They can play 2 more, but they really only play 8. And Iowa State has 7 for sure, and if they play Ashton, they can go 8 as well. So I don't think – they're not playing like a team with a line change like West Virginia who keep throwing bodies at you. Iona's pretty steady with 8. They played 8 pretty much all conference season. So I don't think the depth fatigue thing is an advantage one way or another. If Monte Morris isn't healthy – it's his shoulder, it's not his lungs, you know. So I think the altitude will affect both teams. I'm not sure there's a huge advantage one way or another.
Overall, I love the draw.
Oh, it's you not, couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, and I'm talking overall, like looking at Purdue in the second round.
I agree.
Hines and I had a – did you hear our deal on KXNO on Friday?
Like you mentioned Purdue.
Well, we were specifically talking about what type of a team does Iowa State want to see you know, in the later rounds, and Purdue was the one that we kind of came up with.
Well, and people watch them today and they go, oh man, they almost beat Michigan State. They're good. They are. I mean, you're any team that's a in that 4-5 game, you're going to get a good
those
team.
Those are some of the best tournament games
every year.
Look at
some of those other 4-5 teams. I mean, you got
Kentucky Indiana.
There. You've got Indiana there. I mean, there's the 4th Cal, Maryland. I mean, those are good teams.
Duke.
So there wasn't one you're going to avoid there. And Purdue, they're huge. Right, so they've got Hammonds and Haas, both guys, 7-footers, but they don't play them at the same time. So it's not like there's going to be volleyball and the ball back and forth. Swanigan's a good big guy. But again, it comes down to Iowa State with Jameel, like you guys talked about Friday. That's a huge problem for them. Can Hammonds run with that guy?
Yeah.
Can Haas run with that guy? I don't know. I mean, so if you give me a 4-5, I'm okay with Purdue. I really am. It's not an elite shooting team. And I think Iowa State, with their ability to score, I don't know if Purdue would be able to keep up with them. So that's favorable.
George is a terrible matchup for a team like Purdue, too.
And he is for everybody. And that's the thing. I think Iowa State fans were so accustomed to going, oh, no, look what they have.
Yeah.
Where everybody on their end's going, oh, geez, what about 31? Like, yeah. How are we going to guard that guy? So, they could put a Swanigan on him or an Edwards, both lengthy guys. But George is just – he's an almost impossible matchup. That's what makes him so good. But I'm just hoping they get there. I mean, Iona is a team that can score enough that if Iowa State, for whatever reason, doesn't play well, they can keep up with them. And they shoot a bunch of threes, Chris.
They kind of remind – didn't UC Central play that way too a little bit?
NC Central?
Yeah, NC Central.
Yeah, they were a little slower paced though.
Oh, were they?
So this team, they're going to – the shot clock will not factor in at all. I mean, they're getting shots up.
Well, who's the one kid that just chucks it all the time?
AJ English.
Yeah, English,
he's an NBA potential guy. He's 6'4", 190, and he's going to shoot it off. And 10th leading scorer in the country at 22 points per game. And he's not afraid to fire. He really is. Buddy Hield in a non-conference setting.
I'd rather play a mid-major like that than one that plays like you and I.
True, I agree.
Or like Stephen F. Austin. Like, I wouldn't want any piece of that team.
Correct, yeah. I mean, if from a stylistic standpoint, this is absolutely the best thing because Iona's not changing what they do.
No.
They're not slowing Iowa State down. Iowa State's not going to try to slow them down. In fact, if I'd lean one way or another, Iona plays faster than Iowa State, believe it or not. So,
do we know efficiency numbers yet? I haven't looked.
Ken Pom offense is like 65.
Yeah, their overall offensive efficiency is ranked 60th. Defense is 20. I didn't know about pace of play.
They're 44th in tempo.
Okay.
And Iowa State's 54th. So they're quicker than Iowa State is. This is going to be a track meet. And Iowa State, I like their chances in that because I think once – Iowa State might actually slow them down. Because if Iowa State can get them in a half court with the ability to run through George and if Monte's, you know, okay, he doesn't have to be great. I think they can score whenever they want on these guys.
Interesting to look around Des Moines, what's going to be going on. That's an insane draw for the city of Des Moines.
I don't know who's in charge down there, but they're doing backflips right now.
Well, Chris Connolly. Connolly.
They could not have had – it was impossible to find a better group to be in Des Moines. And if you have tickets there, your price is
don't
just
go to
shot
the game.
Up 500%.
Yeah. Don't go to the game. Sell your tickets. You don't want to go to those games.
Everyone says the Kansas fans, there are going to be a lot of those. There'll be more Kentucky fans. Those people are crazy.
And Indiana, like, they're kind of back in the national spotlight again.
Yep, they'll come.
They're rabid.
Part of me almost wants to go to Denver now, just so I can get away from the madness that's going to be.
Are you
going to
go? You think?
I'm debating. God, man,
I've never been to Denver. I'm excited.
It's a cool place.
I thought I was so paranoid that we were going to get pushed out to Spokane or Providence. I was really paranoid about that.
Denver's downtown is nice.
Some direct flights. Like, I'm ready to go.
You'll head down Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday night. I got a flight.
If they just...
I booked it with the fake bracket, and that was a tense 30 minutes there.
Make sure you're right.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know, but I was pretty confident because it was like 32 for 32. Right. So I go, well,
pretty good.
You know, the worst case scenario, you know. But I saved like $200-$300 off of that.
That's big time. Yeah, nice job, CBS. You did that whole rigmarole. And then
what?
You get,
what
you
was the CBS thing tonight? Was just
it.
Horrible. The whole broadcast. I mean, it was a joke, man. Barkley. And I like Barkley.
He's
Barkley.
Fantastic.
Inside the NBA is like one of the best sports shows of all time. But it was just a horrible production. The whole thing tonight was terrible.
That was not fun. Except, I mean, just you have one thing. You did it well. You release the brackets in a half hour and you get it over with.
Well, it's
they
sales.
Even screw that.
It's
up.
All because of sales.
I know why.
It's you damn cord cutters like you, Bloom, that are making. Seriously, They got to make up for it somewhere. That's what they're doing.
Do a two-hour show that everybody doesn't care about.
In full disclosure, this really is an immediate reaction podcast. I haven't had a chance to very much look at the rest of the bracket because we were working on our pieces and for Cyclone Fanatic, Blooms is fantastic. If you haven't had a chance to check it out here on the Agrigal podcast. Let's look at some Big 12 draws. I was kind of surprised Texas Tech still got an 8. I thought they might get pushed down to like the 10 line and maybe even go to Dayton after they lost to TCU. They draw Butler in the first round. Does that intrigue you?
That's going to be boring.
Yeah, it's a horrible game. Who are you picking that one? I'm just curious. I haven't watched Butler this year.
Butler, they're solid. They can at least shoot. I mean, that's the same time Iowa State will be playing.
Holy crap. I just realized that we could get a Notre Dame-West Virginia game. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Where
West Virginia is a 3 seed in the East, and they get Stephen F. Austin, but that's a scary opening game. I like Stephen F. Austin. And then it's Notre Dame gets Michigan or Tulsa.
Ooh.
Think of West Virginia and Notre Dame.
Yeah, that'll be – although Notre Dame's going the wrong way.
Yeah, but I mean, still.
They did beat Duke.
Yeah.
I'll give them that's – if Stephen F. Austin has to be livid, for them to get a 14 – that, I mean, West Virginia has to be livid as well. That's a really good team. That's going to be just a dogfight between those two. Stephen F. Austin guards you. West Virginia obviously does, but I mean, West Virginia will win that game. It's just going to be tougher than they wanted.
Oklahoma is a 2 against Cal Bakersfield. Bakersfield, that one is out west. Northern Iowa gets Texas. Northern Iowa is an 11 seed.
That's going to be wild. I think they can beat them. I really do.
Yeah, I
just
do too.
The way they can control tempo. And if Ridley can't go, the size isn't a huge issue. I mean, eBay is not a post-up.
Washburn matches up with Taylor about as well as anybody.
And they can shoot the ball. I think you and I has to be really happy. I was happy for them. They got an 11 because that's a winnable game. I think Texas is good. I think they're probably the worst of the 6 seeds. And then if the next game, A&M's another team that's not a high-powered offense. Mm-hmm. They've got some good players, and I don't know how you and I would ever match up with House and Jones and those guys. But, I mean, that's a – that's the place. Isn't that where they won in Oklahoma City a couple of years ago when they beat
Kansas? That where they're going is the Oklahoma City?
They're in Oklahoma City.
So the Hawks got pushed out to, like, Brooklyn, right?
They did. But, again, that's another pod where all the Iowa teams have to be pretty happy with
it. Dude, they all got great draws. Iowa got a fantastic draw. Temple's ranked, like, 80th in KenPom, and they're a 10 seed.
Yeah, Temple's there, and then that 2 is Villanova.
Iona's better in KenPom than Temple.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Other Big 12, Scott Drew and Baylor gets Yale. I haven't seen Yale. Do you watch much Ivy League?
Yeah, they're low scoring. That's, I don't know. They're solid.
I like that matchup for Baylor better than I did Georgia State last year.
Probably.
You know? And that, I'm not saying that in hindsight either.
Sure.
Like that, we saw that Georgia State team. Speaking of that, like all these teams that Iowa State played in the non-con are hopping in. You got Colorado's an 8 seed. They're coming to Des Moines. And remember Buffalo?
Yep, they got in.
Coach Oates. They upset Akron in the MAC title game to sneak in.
They're in there. I mean, this is it's crazy though. I'm just looking at some of these possible second round matchups, and they're so even. It's hard to differentiate between a lot of these where. We either see a lot of chalk or we can see a lot of upsets. There's going to be in between. This is going to be a difficult year to pick this tournament, but that's why we watch.
What do we think about Kansas's draw? They get Austin Peay in the first round. They get either Colorado or UConn in round two, but a potential Kansas-Maryland or Kansas-California in the Sweet 16, that's a tough draw for the number one overall seed.
I think for just looking at this thing, all these 1 and 2 seeds, it's not exactly a cakewalk. Michigan State's got a fairly easy road, although that Dayton as a 7 seed, if they get by Syracuse, that could provide a tough matchup. And then you've got Utah over there with their size. But, yeah, I think Kansas, it's about as good as they can get. Maryland's really talented, but they've struggled in the half court, so we'll see how they match up with Kansas. And that game, though, would be in Louisville. That's the one part I was surprised at, is Kansas is not in the Chicago Midwest. I think if you're an Iowa State fan, that you're thrilled with this, too.
Because Hoiberg can be there?
Well, just if Iowa State can get past those first two rounds, you're going to Chicago where you will have the fan advantage by far. How many Iowa State fans will be in Chicago if they can get to the Sweet 16?
It'd be like Kansas City
Light. It'll be similar. And Virginia was the 1 seed there in Iowa State's region. They travel okay, but they won't have nearly as many fans as Iowa State. That'd be fun. Fred in the house, the whole thing.
Yeah, what do you think?
That's
at the United Center,
right?
Yeah,
it's at the United Center. If Iowa State makes it to Chicago, Fred's got to go. I don't care.
Well, I mean, take the night off, even if you're on the road. Yeah, I mean, you get the mayor in there. Let him be an assistant for the night.
Hey, Steve, you need some help?
Yeah, ask like William Small. Be like, hey, coach, take the night off. We're going to bring Hoiberg in.
We got a guy here. That's good. No, I think Iowa State has to be very happy with how this turned out. And now, I mean, there's going to be some people who pick them to lose against Iona.
The only thing that sucks.
They'll be okay.
And this is like if this is a best case scenario version of sucking is – You're in a bracket with I'm fine with Virginia.
Yeah.
Is the one seed. Like I kind of like Iowa State. Like, that'd be kind of a fun game to watch. And my guy Tony Bennett. You know I love Tony
sure,
Bennett.
Absolutely.
But you got like 2-1 seeds because you've got a pissed off Michigan State team and Izzo down there as a 2 seed.
That's absolutely true.
But I don't want to get too like because I'm very happy overall with how this played out. I think it's about as good of a case as Iowa State getting a 4. Like I didn't see that coming at all. But we'll take it. Obviously,
I thought they. I mean, 5 was the most realistic option. I had them going to 6 before 4. But this is pretty good. And then, you know, it's interesting if you think about the group in Madison Square Garden when Iowa State went to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Besides Connecticut, the other two teams were.
It was Michigan State and Virginia.
There you go. So they could all three be in the same Sweet 16 pot again if
they
make it. Just a little subplot to 2 years.
Who else is in Denver? Do we know?
Yeah.
I don't have that in front of me.
It's not great. And this is the unfortunate part for me for deciding if I want to go to this thing.
Okay.
Seton Hall and Gonzaga.
Well, you get Mark Few. You're not a Mark Few guy?
That's just not. They're not.
Seton Hall, like that, I mean, that what was his 1970?
They got a 6, man.
They're good.
Well.
I watched them play the other night.
Whitehead's a really good guard.
They're playing really nice.
Hard to get fired up about the Pirates. And then Utah and Fresno. Which Utah.
That's it?
Yeah. Utah's. Pirtle's good.
They're not 8 teams?
Well, and then Purdue and.
Oh, yeah.
Little Rock.
Yeah.
So it's not a great region, and that's why they sent kind of their F team. As far as the announcers.
Yeah, it's
group.
Crappy now, it's, announcers going.
Andrew Catalan.
What do you know about Little Rock? Do you know anything about them
I watched them today.
Can they beat Purdue?
They can. That's going to be a low-scoring game. So Little Rock defends the heck out of you. Their tempo is like 340. So they're going to slow it down.
Let's go on one of those Scott Drew-type Elite Eight runs.
Yeah, have Little Rock get there. Why not, right? So that could happen.
Beat Iona and Little Rock to get to Chicago where
– You play Hampton?
No, we're going to – it'll be a – I'd rather play Seton Hall than Gonzaga just because.
No, but you say Tech or Butler? Because I would say could play Tech.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the wrong deal. Texas Tech, man. I'd like another crack at Tubby Smith.
In the Sweet 16.
No, but Butler, I mean, if we've learned one thing over the years, that Butler will advance.
If
Butler's in the 8-9 game, you have to pick Butler.
They always win.
I don't think you can pick against them.
They always win.
So. There's no way I will pick Texas Tech to beat Butler.
No. I bet Butler's favored by 4 or 5 there. I don't know, without looking. But, no, think, this is going to be fun. As inconsistent as the season was, if you tell me Iowa State's going to be a 4 and the 13's Iona and you got Purdue in the next round, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, let's go play some ball.
Let's see what happens. So Iowa State's made it this far. Now it's time to get over the UAB thing.
You okay with how the Big 12 tournament went before we wrap it up?
Tom Eads, but I'm not going to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are you still a Tom Eads guy?
No, I wasn't. I called him average. What do people want?
I mean, that was a below average performance.
He was awful.
The second foul on George
was
the worst call I've seen all year.
Don't drag Hollywood into this. It wasn't his fault, everybody.
But did you see, I don't know if you saw that I tweeted this during the game. I wrote about it afterwards. I didn't spend a lot of time on it because I don't feel it's appropriate to just just hammer officials. There was a point like midway through the third quarter or the second half where George went up, and this was right in front of me, and he goes to Higgins, "Hey man, please watch Buddy Hield. He's all over me." And Hield got called for a foul like 8 seconds later.
Good job by George.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. No, I think the second foul was big, and then that block charge was pretty average. I don't know. He was too involved for me. They will not see him again. I don't think
Tom Eads.
I shouldn't see him again. I'm pretty confident they won't see him again. Although
he shouldn't be able to officiate.
He did the Final Four. Like everyone says, he's a terrible official.
He is. I mean,
he's done like 4 Final Fours. So he's used to be better than he is. But He does have a resume.
Well, you know, Arnold Palmer used to be a really good golfer.
Fair point.
It's sometime you got to put these guys out to pasture,
maybe,
man.
Maybe it's time for him.
You know, like I'm a Braves fan. You know, I really like Fred McGriff, but I don't want him playing baseball anymore. I don't want him being my first baseman this year.
Point accepted, but we should not have to see him again. And so your Tommy nightmare is probably over.
You know, Dan McCartney's a great coach. Did we want him replacing Paul Rhodes? No. He did some great things, but that's it. Like, you know, you can come back and speak to our coaches' clinic, all right?
I'm sure the fans will love the three officials in Denver.
Do you know who it is?
I have no idea.
Oh, I was going to say, man, you really got the...
Chances are they won't.
You've got the officiating insight.
It doesn't matter who it
just
is.
Just want to, before we wrap this up, I'm just looking, if I'm obsessed with non-conference schedules, if you can't tell by now, I love digging into it. Did you see that piece I had earlier in the week?
I did.
On Iowa State's having a hard time wrapping theirs up for next year because nobody wants to play in Hilton, but it'll get resolved. But Chattanooga, who we saw in Hilton this year, they're a 12 seed. They get Indiana, so they'll be in Des Moines. And again, Colorado, like we kind of thought they'd be a tournament team when that game happened. They're an 8 seed. You've got Buffalo, who came into Hilton. Am I missing anybody? I think like 13 of 18
Iowa.
Opponents. In Iowa, in Northern Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So 13 of Iowa State's 18 opponents this year are NCAA tournament teams. They do not have a loss to a team that is not in this field. That's why they're a 4 seed.
That's why.
That's why you're a 4 seed.
And honestly, maybe they were a 5, but they had to move them up to a 4, which you're allowed to do, just based on procedural bumps, they call it.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
whatever. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I wish they got the advantage of it. And
would you rather play fine. Little Rock or Iona?
Oh, Iona. Please, Little Rock would.
You don't want a piece of Little Rock.
Slow the game down, and although they're not great, but I think Iowa State's going to give up some points, but I think they can score 90 on these guys. So it's going to be. I don't know if that over under is C-Dub, but it's going to be. It's probably going to be 155, 160, which is high. It's going to be high.
Good
for a lot of points.
Good stuff. All right, Bloom, you'll be at Benchwarmers tomorrow?
I'll be there.
All right, we've got tomorrow night Carl Chevrolet Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show from Benchwarmers. That will be from 6 to 7 on 1460 KXNO. Shout out to AgriGold for bringing you tonight's podcast. We'll be on the tournament trail. Rob Gray on the ground up in Ames right now. He's got some coverage coming. We've got all sorts of stuff coming up this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night.